I think you all know that I've always felt the 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
What does it take to be a man? And I'm talking to the real men out there. So if you happen to be watching this wearing a man bun, either take it down or skip forward about 1 minute in this. What does it take to be a man? Is it just a little testosterone and some surgically removed forearm skin? Or is there something more to it? While the Russian and Chinese military are injecting masculinity into their soldiers, we are neutering ours. Is this a winning strategy as we prepare for World War III? And Pete Buttigieg's husband is out there grooming children yet again. And we've got plenty of other videos as well that are sure to blow your mind. But first, a message from Big Brother.
The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the speakers and do not necessarily reflect the views or positions of any entities they represent or are affiliated with.
Welcome back to another episode of Straight Talk. I am your host, as always, Jason Brunt, and it is great to be with you again this week. And as always, we have got a jam-packed show full of all sorts of the loony lefty videos and articles that we're going to be going over today. But first, I really do want to address the real men. Gentlemen, it is our jobs. It is our duty to protect our wives and daughters. It is our job to rise and win this fight against other men attacking our women. We must not and we cannot cuck. Men and women are to fight as a team, as God intended from the earliest days of Adam and Eve. From the very beginning, it is our job to work diligently together to protect our families, our children, and our futures. I want to read to you a verse that's actually found in several different books of the Bible, including Matthew, Luke, and Mark. And it goes, "But whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him to have a great millstone fastened around his neck and to be drowned in the depths of the sea." Well, Jason, that sounds a little extreme. Yes, yes, because God and everyone knows, if you want to affect future generations, you've got to start with the children. We've gone over ad nauseum in depth about how Hitler used that strategy through the Nazi youth. Stalin used it. Mao used it. Man, this is not something that we're not aware of. Biological, ladies and gentlemen, they are aiming directly at your children. They are in the crossfires. From Hollywood to Washington, D.C., your kids can't escape it. They target the children through targeted books in their libraries, targeted education in their schools. You ride around your town and you got pride flags at all sorts of affirming businesses. And even worse, now you're having it in kids' care commercials. I want y'all to watch this video right here.
Aveeno Kids, created for big kids' sensitive skin and still developing hair. It's easy squeezy.
I can do it.
Because every can-do moment leads to another. A ballerina astronaut? Awesome! New Aveeno Kids.
I can do it.
You want to talk about boycotts? You boycotted Bud Light. This is the boycott you need to have. This promotion of the LGBTQIA plus agenda to toddlers and children that are not even old enough to understand what sex is, let alone preferences and everything else. These kids want to be fairies and cowboys and superheroes and princesses. When you start parading your child around in a pride-colored rainbow dress, you are confusing the heck out of that little boy. Certain things need to be set in stone, and I'm sorry, biological ladies and gentlemen, but reality is one of those things. They are targeting children. And they say, oh, well, you know, if they go to these doctors, we've got professionals that really know it. They're experts, right? The experts know that this is what's best for the children. Well, I want to show you an article here that we found on X and pop it up here on the screen. This is a post by Billboard Chris. You can follow him at Billboard Chris. And if you want to check out the video on this post, we're not going to go into the video because it's in a different language, and we've got some listeners that don't see the transcriptions on the screen, so we're going to spare them the foreign talk. But you can check at Billboard Chris. That's at sign Billboard Chris, C-H-R-I-S, and that's going to be on X. And while you're there, make sure you check out our podcast, like and subscribe as well, and that's going to be at Straight Pod, S-T-R, the number 8, P-O-D. But I want to read to you this post here from Billboard Chris. A 14-year-old girl walked into a private clinic in Quebec. She said she was trans and was giving a testosterone prescription in less than 9 minutes. The doctor also started asking her about surgeries and if she wanted to preserve her fertility after only 5 minutes. This documentary was produced by Radio Canada, the French arm of Canada's government-funded broadcaster. Similar to CNN and MSNBC and all of those liberal ones that we have here. So it goes, the narrator says, this is the first time the doctor has seen the patient. He quickly goes to the heart of the matter. Doctor says, you can tell me, a little deep down, since when did you know that you were not in the right body? Is it in childhood? Is it more in puberty? Sacha, the 14-year-old, describes how she vomited at age 12 and her mother took her to see a psychologist. Sacha, that's when they said I had an eating disorder. I told myself it couldn't be eating disorders. It didn't make sense in my head. 12 years old, not much makes sense in your head. But at 13, I came across a video of a trans person who talked about having eating disorders. But in fact, it was because she was in the wrong body. At that moment, I really recognized myself in that person. The narrator states, 5 minutes into the consultation, the doctor addresses the question of surgeries. Doctor says, are you considering surgeries in the future? Sacha replied, surgeries, yeah. Doctor said, gender mastectomy, removing the chest? Sacha says, yeah. Doctor says, there are surgeries. There are other surgeries that exist. We have a uterus at the bottom with ovaries. So basically, it's possible to remove. It's something that can cause dysphoria. The narrator over talks, testosterone can make a woman infertile. Fertility is the subject of a question. Doctor said, is fertility, I understand that is perhaps far away for you at 14, but is fertility something you want to maintain before you start? Sacha, a child, says, no, I always knew I don't want children. Because you are a child. Narrator talks over, and finally, less than 9 minutes into the consultation, the doctor says, basically, the logic right now, I will prescribe hormones today because the logic is that basically there is nothing in your profile that would stop me from giving you hormones. I'll start one dose. It's not a mini dose. It's like an intermediate dose between adults and non-binary, let's say. Sacha replied, okay. Doctor says, no problem. The best is yet to come. Yeah, you get virtue signaling points, and this person gets a lifelong mental illness and mutilation that they cannot reverse. Article continues. When Radio Canada confronted the doctor after the appointment, she said a medical consultation cannot be evaluated in terms of duration, but rather in terms of quality for the exchange of information. This doctor needs to be investigated by the college. How can I find out her name? That was a response over there. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. 5 minutes before the indoctrination started. 9 minutes in, and they're already suggesting to cut off the twig and berries, or I'm sorry, to do a double mastectomy, remove the ovaries, and do some forearm skin grafting so that way they can create an artificial set of malfunctioning twig and berries that doesn't even work. It doesn't look the part, and honestly, nobody is going to want to be anywhere near it because it's an abomination. It's grotesque. It's mutilation. Guys and girls, this is getting completely off keel. We need to rise and stand up. We do a podcast here. Why? Because we want to expose this BS. We call commissioners on a regular basis. I go to school boards as many times as I possibly can. We have meetings with the administrators from different schools and counties all across the state of Florida. You can do the same thing. I'm not saying to dedicate as much time as I do to it. This is my passion. This is a war that I feel like I need to fight and I need to help win. Thomas Jefferson said, when tyranny becomes law, rebellion becomes duty. Well, I've modified that to 2024. When trannies become law, rebellion becomes duty. It is my duty and your duty to start speaking up. If you're watching this on any one of the social media platforms, we are shadow banned on almost all of them. Up until recently, all of our appeals were won, and it was incredible. We saw a 900% increase on all of our engagements through Facebook when they removed our shadow ban. Within just a few days on our TikTok platform, which I tell you all the time, I hate the TikTok platform personally. I won't put it on my phone, but it is the number one platform right now to get into the kids' heads. And these folks, if you look through TikTok, it's nonstop. And we've got some videos coming up later that are going to prove my point. It's nonstop indoctrination. So in order for us to fight this fight, we need to counteract it with an equal and opposite reaction, just like Newton's law here, ladies and gentlemen. So we have an interesting video I want to show you here. So the director of transportation, Pete Buttigieg, as our president, illegitimate President Joe Biden, likes to call him. Him and his husband claim that they are not child groomers. Well, I want to show you a video that was just recently circulating through the internet here. And this is Pete Buttigieg's husband. His name is Chasten Buttigieg. And check this out real quick. This is very similar to that Nazi. This is what is wrong with you, you sick, disgusting pervert. He's indoctrinating children. And this has been a subject of controversy for this guy for quite a little while. And of course, we all know that his husband was elected to the position that he was in, director of transportation. Although it might have something to do with being able to fit tiny objects in tight spaces, it has a lot to do with the DEI incentives. And as we've seen in air traffic and rail, and just regular logistic traffic, he sucks. He's absolutely terrible. But his husband is a child groomer. We saw that through that video. You bastardized the Pledge of Allegiance to hybrid it into a child indoctrination to where they're pledging their allegiance to the gay flag. This is the same things that they did in the Hitler camps with the kids, when instead of singing German anthems, they started pledging to the swastika Nazi flag. The parallels are nonstop. Oh, this guy's put out books too about his transitions, right? Because he's obviously trying to capitalize this. So I want to put this article right up here. Check this out here. So this is the book that Chasten Buttigieg wrote, and it's called I Have to Tell You Something, a memoir. Am I going to go buy this book and read it? Absolutely not. Am I even interested in what it's about? No, because I already know. It's a story about this guy coming out to the world about being gay 50 years after that whole buzz should have died. But here we are. We're still milking the cow, right? Now, you would say to yourself, well, you know what? He wrote this book because, you know, he wants to share his story with other adults that might be curious on reading it. And if that be the case, no problem. More power to you. Freedom of speech and your ability to get reach and attention. That's great. Fulfill your narcissistic tendencies and desires and your little dopamine hits however you feel fit. But watch this here. It's not good enough to have a book that goes over how he turned gay to other adults to read. But boom, I have to tell you something for young adults. I have something to tell you. Sorry, not like the words really matter. But look, he rewrote it in cartoon form for children. The young adult adaptation of the hopeful and refreshingly candid best-selling memoir by the husband of a former Democratic presidential candidate about growing up gay in a small Midwestern town. Completely rewritten with new stories, including resources for readers, parents, and teachers. They are coming after your children. Mama bears, papa bears, step to the plate. We need to start defending the innocence of our children. Most of these people don't even have children. That's one of the most sick and disgusting parts of this, is most of these twisted freaks have no idea what it's like to be a parent. And they're waging their hate-filled adult culture war on our children as some sort of a ploy of revenge. And also, let's be honest, probably recruitment, because it's not like they're reproducing in high numbers. This is leading to not only confused children, but as that generation starts aging into the workforce, it's now leading to confused adults. And when somebody's lived this way through an affirming world for 10 years, it's going to take a lot of work to bring them back to reality. We need God in this country. And, you know, the second that you bring that up, people really start complaining and throwing stuff at you. But I want to read you a verse here from Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. These people are fools. They are satanic. We're going to go over just how satanic here in just a moment from somebody who I believe used to be pretty liberal, but is now starting to see the trees through the forest. But our military is being infiltrated with these clowns and characters. And as we mentioned in our opening, Russia, and we've shown the episode a couple episodes ago last season, the commercials showing the woke army commercials about the girls with two moms and how they went to pride parades and now you know how to fight, compared to the Russian commercials that got Boris and Vladimir freaking stacked, muscular veins exploding, lifting freaking redwood trees above their head. Exaggeration, I know, but that's the type of commercials and advertisements and training that they put forth their men. The Chinese military, granted, not as large in physical size, but rigid, strict in the fighting strategies that they have and that they're training their people. And here we are spending $70,000 per soldier so we can convince these tough dudes to become more effeminate, chop off their rice and beans, throw on a set of fake boobs, and run around virtue signaling in uniform. We're going to get shot. We're going to get annihilated on any battlefield. You know, in boot camp, they have stress cards. When I was in boot camp, there was no such thing. They had a thing they called making it rain. So if you complained, they made you do push-ups and eight-count bodybuilders until the sweat condensated on the ceiling and started raining down. And now if you get stressed out in boot camp, you can pull out a stress card and go take a little bit of a timeout. How do you think Boris from the Kremlin or Ming Chao from Chinese Army is going to handle when a soldier comes up and goes, oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Soldier, I'm triggered. Here's my stress card. I'll tell you how they're going to handle. They're going to show them triggered. They're going to pull the trigger. We are setting ourselves up for a worldwide disaster, which is why I believe our government is pushing us towards World War III, because I think our government does not care about the American people. They want the New World Order. And in order for that to happen, the last bastion of freedom, the country that was founded off of resistance of tyranny, it needs to collapse. We've got the most guns per capita and the most patriotic Americans, most patriotic citizens per capita than anywhere else in the world. We need to fail for their globalist agenda to take over. More on our failing military. Check this out. Before we get into the article, I just want to show this to you. If you're listening, I highly suggest you switch over to video or just Google Dr. Rachel Levine. And this is some dude that's doing woman cosplay in uniform, which, for the record, 55 years old is when this clown transitioned to a woman after having a wife and two children that obviously weren't too excited about this. But he always knew, right? He always knew he was a woman as he fathered two children with his penis. This is disgusting that we have this in our military ranks. And again, didn't even serve. Gets up to admiral status just because of DEI inclusion. So Check this out here. The article reads, this is off of the Gateway Pundit, transsexualism is rising wildly in the military, according to 7 years of public health data. It goes on. Based on ICD-10 diagnosis codes related to transgenderism, the number of occurrences in active duty military is on the rise, and it is an exceptional rise, or an exponential rise. Same difference. The Defense Medical Epidemiology Database, DMED, is a depository of all diagnoses which are recorded using International Classification of Diseases, ICD codes. Earlier today, active duty Navy Medical Service Corps officer Lieutenant Ted Macy shared the following DMED data on transsexualism in a series of posts on X. You can head over to X. This is going to be at Ted underscore Macy. That's T-E-D underscore M-A-C-I-E if you want to get all the details in this. But essentially, the U.S. Army has skyrocketed transsexualism. The article goes on, while all branches of service exhibit an increase in occurrences listed as transsexualism, the Army and Air Force have shown the most marked increases between 2016 and 2022. The number of occurrences increased exponentially in 2021 and continued to rise in the following year. Lieutenant General retired Rod Bishop, chairman of the board at Stand Together Against Racism and Radicalism in the Services, STARS, spoke to the Gateway Pundit about the rising number of occurrences in the military. STARS is a national advocate for veterans against critical race theory and woke ideology in the military and service academies. Bishop emphasized that according to his Christian faith, he is welcoming and loving to all, even apart from his personal belief. He said that the transgender issue is not something the American people can reduce to live and let live when it comes to the military. Now, this article goes on. I'm not going to delve you down, but basically it's saying that everything's getting turned upside down, topsy-turvy, and we should probably worry about the security of our country before we worry about virtue signaling. So I want to put another article right up over here. So this is the Army's website, Army Policy on Transgender Military Service. Now, do stick around for the following article on this, because you're going to see some hypocrisies written by them themselves. So what is it? The U.S. Army has released a service level guidance supporting the 2021 DoD instruction on transgender military service. The policy ensures that no person solely based on his or her gender identity will be denied access to into the Army, involuntary, separated, or discharged from the Army, denied reenlistment or continuation of service, or subjected to adverse action or mistreatment. You can find this at army.mil. There's a whole litany of information, plus a whole bunch of sites and stuff of that nature here. But let's go to, well, let's talk about it first. So virtue signaling, because they're having recruiting issues. They're 24,000 people short on their recruiting goals, so they're just picking straws. What they don't realize is by creating a fighting force of pretend men and women, you are not instilling confidence in the soldiers that are there and that have been promoted due to meritocracy and performance. They don't feel safe. I've spoken with many people in the military, many veterans, myself included, and they'll all confirm. In fact, just a few months ago when we did our episode from Kansas City on the flight up there, I sat down to a gentleman that had been in the Army for 19 years, and he said, I'm just waiting to hold out for one more year so that way I can cash out, get my pay, get my benefits, do my 20, retire, and be done. He said if he had any more than a year or so left, he probably wouldn't even stay in it because he doesn't feel safe. And as we're getting closer to war with Russia, the conflict in Israel, and whatever, the Taiwan and litany of things that they're trying to drum up so that way they can gear the election in their favor and accomplish their new world order, these guys don't feel safe. Knowing that they got this virtue signaling clown with a stress card that's supposed to have their six. And there's an unspoken thing going around a lot of the active duty military members because they can't speak about it publicly because, God forbid, you know, the officers that just got out of their fancy little training and little butter bars walking around doing gender affirming training they don't want to hear it. They'll get disciplined, as you heard. You'll get disciplined if they even say anything negative against it. But the inside circles that are going around a lot of folks in the military that are in active combat roles is if the crap hits the fan, for lack of a better expression, they're going to have each other's backs, and they're not so much worried about those little softies. We can't form a military full of softies. And, of course, the Army's got to do their little virtue signaling on that one, don't they? They're going to say, oh, it's okay. We can get trans people in. We can get trans people in because they're all, you know, a woman is not really a woman. A man can be a woman. I guess a woman can be a man. This is all the virtue signaling for recruiting. You know why? Because they don't have a choice. Because strong, solid people don't actually want to get in there. But here's something that I find interesting. I want to put this one back up on the screen for you. So these are 9 mental health conditions that are disqualifying in the military. Anxiety disorder. Asperger's. Autism. Bipolar disorder. Depression. Learning disabilities, ADHD and ADD. Obsessive compulsive disorder, OCD. Post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, and lastly, suicidal tendencies. Well, let's see. Suicidal tendencies. So the transgender community has about a 60% suicide rate. It, by affirming for all these years, that rate has not gone down. So clearly, this condition, mental illness, this gender dysphoria, body dysmorphic disorder, leads to suicidal tendencies, factually proven with data peer-reviewed. So automatically, they shouldn't be allowed just for that. Obsessive-compulsive disorder, I don't know. It could be argued that the obsessive need to constantly promote and shove your sexuality down everybody else's throat counts as that. Learning disabilities, ADD and ADHD. It could be argued that they don't have enough attention span to do enough research to figure out that they have a mental illness. It's just easier to jump into the affirmation Ku Klux Alpha Klan. Depression! Admittedly so, most of the people, transgenders, are depressed. We found that talking to our friend a couple months ago, transgender army vet. Bipolar disorder. Arguably, that could happen. Yeah, I mean, we see that all over the place. And then anxiety disorder. I mean, I'm so sick and tired of this anxiety word here because I think it's overplayed and overused. Some, you know, when I was younger, my father used to just smack me in the back of the head and said, "Get over it, deal with it." I understand there's different ways to deal with different folks and children, but I do think soft pedaling is probably relatively negative. So you would say, yeah. We're virtue signaling. The military's trying to get these people all trans. Everybody's verifying that a man could be a woman. But what does the military really think when push comes to shove? So let's look at our draft policies here. So we're going to put up, this is from the Selective Service website, sss.gov. Transgender people. It reads, U.S. citizens or immigrants who are assigned male at birth and changed their gender to female are still required to register. Sorry, fake women. You're not really a woman. You're still a dude. Individuals who are assigned female at birth and change their gender to male are not required to register. Sorry, fake dudes. You're still a chick. You want to check that out. That's sss.gov. You can read the entire virtue signaling garbage that they have on there because there's, you know, notes, transgender students are welcome to call. I mean, there's, you know, they're trying to downplay it, but this is essentially, so the military says you can come in as transgender, but we can't draft you. Why? Because in times of draft, in times of war, we need the best, most capable fighting force that we could possibly have to defend our country, which I'm sorry, girls, it includes men. It's predominantly men. Men are the fighting force. Men are the ones that bled and died and fought to create the country that we're in. And I'm not saying that women did not contribute. They contributed a million times over. Again, as I said earlier in the episode, it takes men and women to be a team to make accomplishments. It is a yin and a yang. There is a difference between men and women, believe it or not, and those different variations help raise a child the correct way. That is why children that come from a nuclear family are much more successful than ones that come from broken homes. Mental illness is out of control. I want to show you a picture here we have up on our on our page over here on the Straight Talk at Twisted Clips. So these are friends of ours that put together some funny and offensive memes at times. You can follow them on Twitter or X at underscore the word twisted underscore the word clips, plural, and then another underscore. But it shows right here, when you realize you've been drafted because you're only pretending to be a woman. And sadly, guys and girls, that's exactly it. It's just a pretend. There's just a pretend. And the going after your kids thing is also just out of control. And these people are crazy. These people are absolutely crazy. They've lost their minds. And it's obvious if you just watch it. Go to go to TikTok at any point. If you don't want to have TikTok on your phone, I absolutely don't blame you. You can use a VPN on your computer through a different browser, or you can go to our Linktree. And you can watch our videos on TikTok at Linktree. So what is that? That's linktr.ee/Florida Straits. And that's STRAIGHTS. There's a little TikTok banner there. And you can watch the most recent videos right there from the Linktree application rather than having to download the CCP propaganda app on your phone. But if you don't think that they're crazy and going after your kids, I want to show you this wonderful, well put together benefit to society. Check this chick out.
Pronouns aren't real. Bro, nothing is real. Nothing. Nothing. Private property isn't real. But we pretend that one's real. Yep, we pretend that one's real. So why can't you just call them the right pronouns?
That's lunatics. That's lunacy. And of course, what's she talking about? What's she arguing about? The correct pronouns. I'm not affirming your delusion. I'm not affirming your mental illness. How dare you disrespect me, my beliefs, and my understanding of reality by wanting me to contribute to your retarded mental playground? Jeez, did you see that dance moving stuff? These people are nuts. Again, going after the kids, right? Oh, I'm going to teach them about pronouns. I want to show you this here. This is Candace Owens over here again on X. We like to promote X. We're trying to build the X platform. It's the only platform that we've been on that hasn't struck us or banned us at all. At Real Candace O, she says, there is no 5-year-old in the world that is explicitly gay, lesbian, transgender, or heterosexual. Small children do not think about sex and sexuality unless they have been groomed to do so by an adult. These are the facts. They are grooming your kids, and they hate the word grooming. They absolutely hate it. And you know why? Well, simply because we're calling them out on their truth. They are satanic groomers. They fear God because they don't want to receive the wisdom and the knowledge. And let's be honest, ladies and gentlemen, it's so much easier just to capitulate, read a headline, go off of what your echo chamber on your social media page says, and get the affirmation from your friends. It's easy road. It's the easiest way from point A to point B. There's no difficulty at all. You can easily just be accepted. Meanwhile, sacrificing your own mental health and quite possibly your physical being, and let's be real, your eternal salvation at the same time. Cat Williams is a comedian that many of you know. And from what I understand, he was or is not on the far right end of the spectrum. In fact, quite the contrary. But his observations on Joe Rogan's podcast quite recently were really interesting. And I'd like to play the entire clip for you. And I think you'll find it very interesting. But the headline reads on it: Cat Williams speaks on Behemoth Rituals in Hollywood and tells Joe Rogan that Hollywood's agent is not to push entertainment, but to spread propaganda. Please check this out.
Whole industries can be built upon your ability to know how certain things are going to hit certain people. And this was before we called things promotion and marketing. You know what I mean? That's Hollywood is not really there to entertain you. Like, that's great that happens. But propaganda is something that is important to all civilizations.
Well, propaganda in Hollywood movies is built into the ingredients list. It's like if you want flour, you need wheat. Like, you're going to have to get the wheat. And if you want to be able to make movies about certain subjects, you have to be willing to work with some people. That, you know, it would be nice if you made it so that this is what we're trying to accomplish. And this is showing the negative side of this other society. And this is the and this is our hero. This is our hero who's going to go do America's bidding and go over there. And you're like, okay. And those movies are successful. And so they continue this relationship. And you become a bit of a propaganda arm for the government. And in turn, they don't fuck with you.
Right. But that's what makes, you know.
I'm going to pause it here for just a second, because what Joe Rogan just said is, because then you become a propaganda arm for the government. I want to rewind the clock back to some of our darker days with a group called the Ku Klux Klan. This was a militant arm of the Democratic Party, designed to run a propaganda campaign and also use force to instill their agenda in the public community. The KKK was founded by Nathan Bedford Forrest, a prominent Democrat. The entire KKK's purpose was to squelch the Southern Republicans who were trying to free the slaves. In fact, no Republicans owned slaves. In fact, I think Ulysses T. Grant gifted a slave, and within a very short period of time, freedom. The Republicans are the party that freed the slaves. The Republican Party is the party that gave women rights. The Democratic Party is the one that formed the KKK. The Democratic Party is the one that voted against women's rights. Find this stuff so ridiculous, because these are the same people that'll go tear down statues because they say it's a racist statue. That person owned a slave. Basically, they're tearing their own statues down. And they say that that symbol cannot be shown anywhere because it reminds us of the dark history of slavery of this country. Yet the Democratic Party still exists. You haven't torn that party down. You haven't rebranded it, renamed it. Really, you haven't done much to change it at all. The same tactics that you used back in the days of the Ku Klux Klan are the same tactics that they are using today with the Ku Klux Alphabet Klan, with Black Lives Matter, with Antifa. It's just three subsets put together that form the new KKK of 2024. If you are not aware of this information and you're still a Democrat, don't feel bad. I went 30 something years as a Democrat before I actually started looking into it and finding out how deplorable that party truly is. And their accusations are all projection. They call you a racist. Meanwhile, they're the ones that founded the KKK, wanted to keep slavery and stop women's rights. They call you a bigot, but they're not the ones that want to tolerate our ideas of Christianity, which have been around since the beginning of man and are the basis of our Judeo-Christian country and our Constitution, inspired by God. But it keeps going on.
Information is so powerful, is, you know, you don't care how people feel about the ritual. It's about, does following the ritual work? Yeah. And so you can fool yourself into thinking there isn't one, but the evidence will be clear. So like when I was like, all these guys are wearing dresses, everybody's like, oh, he keeps talking about people wearing dresses. No, it's
that
not.
That is a weird thing.
It's not like that. Look at it from a different way. Look at it. Show me one person that ever wore a dress in Hollywood unsuccessfully. That's how you understand what a ritual is. Mm. So 20 years ago, I knew that transgenders was going to be a thing. It wasn't because I was a prophet. It's just I had gotten so much information that I understood
that
things are secular, so I understood that the earliest I had seen that word transgender was Baphomet, the transgender. And so I knew that in the ritual of Baphomet, the transgender, to show allegiance to him, you had to kiss his ass ring.
Really?
And it said both of those things. So I knew that both of those things would become popular in the future. And that somehow calling people the goat would be normalized over the sheep being always the most popular reference.
Cat Williams is 100% correct. Pop the picture up on the screen of Baphomet, the goat, half woman, half girl, transgender demon, which I believe you've seen depictions of this throughout all sorts of popularized music. Travis Scott has had satanic shows that Sam Smith, of course, all people that are sold into this ideology, they are pushing the satanic culture and ideology, because in order for the New World Order to work, they need to erase God from our culture. Because God is the ultimate authority, and they cannot stand it. The devil cannot stand it. So they're coming after us. Cat Williams, I'm really happy to see him and a lot of other important folks starting to come out and talking about this. And he's right about the dresses thing. What did he say? Show me one person who wore a dress and wasn't successful. And you see this men wearing dresses and cross-dressing stuff to be pretty prevalent within this crazy elite leftist propaganda circle. And not to harp too much on the subject, is a whole nother podcast, but the Bohemian Grove. Alex Jones showed us through some of his exposing of the Bohemian Grove. These elitists, princes, kings, politicians, presidents, big CEOs, owners of NGOs, all go to this grove in the summertime. And part of one of their rituals is grown men dressing in woman face and running around doing, believe it or not, like Broadway style type musicals and stuff. And as Cat Williams was saying, that's because entertainment is propaganda first, entertainment second. And we see that obviously everything. Now you can't turn on a Netflix show. You can't put on anything through any one of the media platforms that are popular without running into this satanic rainbow cult. Excuse me. But it's a you can't. Oh, here we go. This is what happens on live shows. Is I gotta look things a little. Here we go. I'm gonna put this up on the screen. The ever-growing pride flag is now under controversy again. Check it out. This over here is at the OG Allison over on X. A red umbrella was added to the gay alphabet flag to include sex workers, to include prostitutes. So let's see. We've got the six-color flag, which is a variation from the original eight-color flag from Gilbert Baker's 1978 pride flag that became the staple points that represented, at the time, gays and lesbians. Didn't even include bisexuals. If you look through history, the gays and lesbians back in that day didn't like bisexuals. They felt like they were just pretending to get in the group. Similarly, when it became LGBT accepted, they were all a little hesitant when the T's started hijacking the whole movement, which, as many of our followers, some of our members of Florida Straits, and the two gentlemen, a gay brothers, or the two gentlemen who are gay brothers from the Gateway Pundit that helped make our story go big, were all gay. They're all a little fed up with the transgender movement hijacking all of the accomplishments that they've made. And what it's doing is it's creating a new circle of hate, just like we've seen with the race baiting. We see more racism in this country than we've seen over the last 25, 30 years because of all the constant race baiting. And unfortunately, most of it comes from the progressive left. Everyone's a racist. We see the videos of people of one group beating the crap out of white kids, and that story gets almost no coverage whatsoever. Just recently we've seen that video, and I'm not going to show it to you because it's absolutely disgusting, and I honestly don't think it should be promoted out there because poor girl, we don't even know if she's going to survive. But it was that video of the young white girl in outside of a high school, and she got viciously beaten by somebody from a protected class, smashed your head into the concrete, you get almost no mainstream media coverage. And if you can imagine if the roles were reversed, if the races were reversed, it would be front page news on the cover. But yeah, so sex work. So you got the umbrella here. So yeah, six colors here, Gilbert Baker flag. Then we've got this little triangle section, which is a progress flag, including trans people of color, women that think they're men that think they're women. It's got this little circle here for intersex. It's got the brown and the black for the minorities. Guess what's still not added to this? Straight people. So go over here to the queer website, LGBTQ Nation. And the only reason I'm reading this is because there's one point in here I want to show you here. So under this article here, they're talking about how conservatives have worked themselves into a froth over an incarnation of the progress flag that includes a red umbrella representing sex workers. They seem to believe that the design has been voted on and approved by the LGBTQ plus community's governing authority. If this is an organic movement, how the heck do you have a governing authority? You're going to tell me this isn't like the Ku Klux Klan? You've got a swath, over 10,000 NGOs that are all dedicated to promoting this. Tons of big businesses and big donors using this as a tax fraud shelter so that way they could push this agenda. I'm going to scroll down. It's a lot of MAGA bashing, but there's another interesting part if I can find it really quick. Freudian slip. Hold on just a second. Again, this is what happens when you go live. I don't want to read all these silly little things here. Yep, talking about Gilbert Baker's flag. Here we go. The very last line. This is another critical point here. This is from the crazy leftists themselves. To be clear, none of the versions is the official pride flag. They're talking about the progress flag and all the other different additions. There isn't one. People just fly whichever flag or flags speak to them the most. Which completely counteracts the very beginning of the article where they said this flag doesn't represent it because it was not approved by a government authority. Yet, there is no official flag. You fly whatever you want. So technically, it does represent it, but it doesn't really represent it. I mean, they're just playing around with this stuff because prostitution is still controversial. But this is the same crap like those maps and no map people, minor attracted persons and non-offending minor attracted persons that are part of this litany of alphabet letters. They are perverting our society. And if you speak up against it, man, do they attack you? You know my story, but I'm not the only one. People are terrified to come out and speak against this because of the backlash from this radical woke army. Very similar to back in the day when Republicans were speaking against slavery in a town that had a heavy Ku Klux Klan presence. They came after your job. They came after your home. They came after you physically, emotionally, and mentally, and they were on attack. And it's the same thing that we are seeing in this country now. And I want to show you a video, and this is so telling. It'll almost make you want to throw up in your mouth. But this is an interviewee that was talking to two women, one of those provocateurs such as ourselves, that go out and ask some tough questions. But the reaction between these two girls that are friends, the story tells itself, ladies and gentlemen, check this out.
Genders are there?
I feel like there's two, because like transgender.
No,
Josh.
Don't say that on camera.
Yeah, but I feel like you either switch from a boy to a girl.
No, stop,
like,
stop,
back and forth.
Stop. I feel like it doesn't matter. Whatever you want to be, it's fine. It's okay.
Yeah, but I feel like they switch back and forth. Like, I know.
Yeah, but like, it doesn't really matter. Like, you can be anything you want to be. It doesn't matter. Come on, stop.
All right, I'm sorry.
That's it in a nutshell. That's our entire society in a nutshell right now. Well, I think that reality is real. Shh. You can't say that on camera. Clearly, these two have had that conversation many times in the past where she felt it was totally normal and natural and answer it the way that she has answered it with her friend probably a million times in private quarters. But can't do that publicly. Can't say that publicly because the Ku Klux Alphabet Klan will come and find you and they'll torture you. This is exactly what we deal with in our society. You see that poor girl just the other one. Well, I don't see what the problem is. Not on camera. It's time that we get on camera. It's time that we get on your social medias. It's time you send your emails. It's time you start calling your congressmen, your local representatives. It's time to start getting loud. There is safety in numbers, and that's why the radical progressive group is winning right now, because they own the echo chamber of the media and social media and entertainment. But they don't make the actual majority. Arguably, on their end, they could say they have as high as 24% of the population now identifies as one of these letters in the alphabet. As we've gone over before, a majority of that, upwards of 60%, claims to be bi just to get in the club, so that way they don't have to be chastised and harassed by people that these girls are afraid of, because it does happen. And when I talk to administrators and all sorts of these twits that I know are on the radical left, but their biggest thing is, oh, this is isolated events. It's isolated events. It's not that big of a thing. You're just making stuff up. No, I am not. This is the new Ku Klux Klan with rainbows. It's like they took a hybrid of Hitler's Nazi youth program, a little bit of Mao's China, some Stalin's Soviet Union, a little bit of the Ku Klux Klan. They probably used AI, threw it all together, and came out with an disgusting yet brilliant way to indoctrinate the entire world and destroy the Western culture and America. It is our duty as patriots to defend this country, ladies and gentlemen. I want to read to you this next little article that I found, and this is was found at Hazel Appleyard's Twitter page, X page, at Hazel Appleyard. So this was from like an advice column. I believe this is what, Reddit or Quora or something of that nature. And it reads, the title is Cis Partner Refusing to Go to Therapy. What Can I Do? Quote, I'm the transgender partner, male to female. My cis female wife has been very resistant to any form of therapy since I came out. About a month later, she eventually came to marriage counseling sessions with me just to shut me up about it. The marriage counselor herself said it wasn't useful due to my wife's resistance, and my wife wasn't saying anything in those sessions that she hadn't said to me in private. We've put the marriage counseling sessions on hold until my wife's emotional state has calmed down somewhat. I wish she would consider one-on-one sessions for herself, but she refuses. She has asked me not to come out to anyone, which I am fine with, but that means she also doesn't want to tell any of her own support network, so she has no one, and I am worried for her. Is there anything I can do? Find a different counselor for you to have one-on-one therapy. That's something that you can do, because you are mentally ill. You lost your damn mind. Your wife married a man that she wanted to spend the rest of her life with. She didn't marry a woman that she wanted to spend the rest of her life with, especially a fake woman that still has a penis. You're a disturbed clown. No wonder your wife doesn't want to go to counseling. You're going to try to bring your wife to a Nazi camp re-education training to convince her that reality is not real and gaslight her into subscribing to your mental delusions? This is the sickness that we have in our world. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't like to end on negative notes, so I do want to throw something positive in. But before we get into the last positive article, I do want to remind you that we are completely 100% listener supported. Florida Straits sponsors this show with equipment, but Florida Straits has a lot bigger missions than continuing this podcast, so they provide us very minimal just to keep us operating. The rest of it, we need your help with. We'd like to get some better camera equipment so we can go out and do some street interviews. We would like to get your feedback in the comments below. We would like your help to like, share, and subscribe, and hit that notification button, because it is critical if you want to get our information. You can't find us very easily through search, although we are finally recommendable through most platforms right now after 3 months of appeals to get so. I promise you, it's just a matter of time before my big mouth says something that triggers the left again and they go ahead and ban us. So please check out right there on that scroll bar on the bottom, our Linktree, linktr.ee/Florida Straits. That will give you a link in one easy app to all of our social media platforms. So you can go directly to our page, like, subscribe. You can even watch some of the videos directly from there. One last thing, if you like sweet products, you can check out makehoneygreatagain.com. And you got this little bad boy right here. Beautiful honey, wonderful honey, tastes absolutely delicious. And it is made right here in the United States of America in South Carolina by wonderful patriots. And it is literally the best honey that you can get your hands on. Goes straight from bee to bottle. There's no extra stuff added to it. And you can help support this show and get yourself a sweet treat. That is, again, makehoneygreatagain.com. And you're going to use promo code STRAIGHT. And that's STRAIGHT. If you're watching on YouTube or on X, I highly suggest that you check us out over on Rumble. If you're on X, stick around. We're still feeling that one out to see how they do. But Rumble is the free speech platform. So if you're watching this on YouTube, we are not putting very much effort into growing our YouTube channel because we know that it's all just going to be thrown away the second we get big enough or get our voice out or say something that they don't like. So head on over to Rumble or X if you're on YouTube and check us out. Again, all the links are right down there in the descriptions. If you want to support us on our Locals page, you can subscribe, $5 a month, get access to exclusive content and all sorts of cool things that we're going to be putting out on that channel as well. It'll be some more of the taboo things that we can't get away with on YouTube as well on there on our Locals page. So if you're watching this on Rumble, there's a little link right down there that'll take you directly to our Locals page. If not, check out that link tree. Sign up. It'll really help us out and help get the word out. But again, wanted to go over something positive at the end. So from our friends at the Gateway Pundit, bringing it to you just a couple days ago, rule change bans trans golfer from women's tour. Haley Davidson, a transgender golfer, won the NXXT Women's Pro Tour in Florida in January. He hoped to use the win as a stepping stone to become the first transgender woman to earn an LPGA Tour card. Fox News supports the LPGA Tour removed its female at birth requirement in 2010. Davidson became hormone therapy treatment began in 2015 and underwent gender reassignment surgery in 2021. Golf Week reported that in May 2021, according to the outlet, Davidson last competed as a male at U.S. Open local qualifying in 2015 at Admiral Cove's in Jupiter. But now the Women's Golf League is closing the door on Davidson's attempt to use NXXT to qualify for an LPGA Tour card. NXXT announced Friday, International Women's Day, great day to do it, that effective immediately, competitors must be biological female at birth to participate. This article goes on. If you would like to read it, check out our friends over there at the Gateway Pundit. But good news for some women in sports, at least for the time being on the LPGA Tour, the LGBTQIA+2SS Radical Ku Klux Alpha Klan group is not going to be able to send their Manchurian man, being the key word in that, Manchurian candidate into women's sports to rob them of their accomplishments. So ladies and gentlemen, I think that is an excellent way to end the show on a positive note. We've got some great stuff coming up for you next week. As always, thank you again for watching Straight Talk. I'm your host, Jason Brunt, and we will see you next time.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.